Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks of fitness, episode number 65. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Elizabeth Madison, registered dietitian, nutrition and wellness consultant, and weight loss coach. During the interview, Elizabeth will discuss her 20-year struggle with obesity. Elizabeth weighed 284 pounds, and as a result of the weight gain, suffered with asthma, hypertension, and chronic pain in her back and knees. After feeling some pain in her chest, Elizabeth went to see her doctor, who diagnosed her with an enlarged heart related to her high blood pressure. The doctor told Elizabeth she would be dead in 5 years, before the age of 40, if she didn't get a handle on her health. This is an amazing story of how one woman, through faith and determination, changed the trajectory of her life and is now helping others to do the same. Remember the words of Oprah Winfrey, who said, "The greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change his future by merely changing his attitude." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 weeks to Fitness. Elizabeth M. Madison is a registered dietitian, nutrition and wellness consultant, and weight loss coach. Having struggled for over 20 years with obesity, Elizabeth was finally able to lose over 100 pounds and has kept it off for over 13 years. She uses the strategies that have contributed to her personal weight loss success, along with her 20-year background in counseling, to create Weight Loss Transformation, a faith-based weight and health management program. Weight Loss Transformation provides individual nutrition coaching and online and on-site group weight loss programs using a supportive approach that addresses the physical, emotional, and spiritual issues that impact one's weight and health. Elizabeth's private practice in New York, Elizabeth Madison Nutrition, provides nutrition therapy with a focus on weight management, emotional eating, diabetes, cholesterol, and hypertension management. I am pleased to have Elizabeth Madison on my 6 weeks of fitness program. Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it's my pleasure. I believe you're going to have some really important information to share with my listeners. So, but my first question to you, before we talk about Elizabeth Madison Nutrition, is about your childhood. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Bronx, in the East Bronx in New York.
Okay, in the Bronx, boogie down Bronx, huh?
Yes.
Who were your role models growing up?
Oh my goodness, my mom was my role model because she was just awesome, and so was my aunt Rita, and because these were very strong women. My mother went to school and she worked. My mother worked full time and went to school at night to get her bachelor's degree. My father died when I was very young, when I was 4, so she had to raise 2 girls by herself. And she did an exceptional job, and she made sure that education was a top priority for us. And she is my greatest role model. And my aunt Rita, because she would never let us accept anything less than the best for ourselves.
Strong influence in your life. I can see that. Wow. Were you very active growing up?
Absolutely not. I developed a dependency on food when I was around 7. And unfortunately, that became my companion, that became my friend, because I was very awkward as a child, and I wore glasses, and I was taller than everybody else, and it was just one of those usual horror childhood stories. And so I found food, and food was my comfort, food was my blanket, food was my companion. And so from the age of 7 until in my early 30s, I struggled with my food, I struggled with my weight. I did not exercise a lot, even though I did exercise starting in my teens, but it wasn't like I was an athlete by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay, so weight gain has been your problem since you were a child.
Yes, emotional eating and weight gain.
Where did you go to school?
In New York City, I went to Truman High School for high school, and then for college, I went to John Jay College of Criminal Justice, and then I went on to NYU to get my master's degree in rehabilitation counseling, and then many years later, I went back to school to become a registered dietitian.
What happened in your life that caused the shift when you realized, okay, look, this is not working. I'm overweight. I'm not healthy.
Well, I knew all along. I had tried to lose weight many, many different times using various weight loss, programs like Weight Watchers or whatever, and my weight would go down. Then I'd gain it back, and then it would, I would try something different, and I would lose weight, and it would come back. But all along, my weight was just inching up and up. When I was in graduate school, by the time I finished graduate school, I had put on 70 pounds in those 2 years.
Wow.
And during that time, I had developed, even before I went, around that time, I had developed obesity-related asthma.
I see.
And then I developed hypertension, for which I was on medication. But it was in 2002 when I was experiencing chest pain. And my doctor, I went to the doctor, he took an EKG, and told me that I had an enlarged heart, cardiac myopathy. And that was caused because of the IV hypertension. And he told me, Elizabeth, you're going to be dead in 5 years. And I knew around that point, I really, really had to get a handle on this.
So he told you if you didn't make a change, you'd be dead in 5 years?
Yes. And I was only, I was around 30.
Amazing. So, but tell my listeners, what did you do? What actions did you take?
Okay. So I knew that, I was very dismayed because I had tried a lot. I had tried to lose weight before. I actually kind of got it in my head that maybe it was okay to be that heavy as long as I was physically active, which is just a way to rationalize away the fear of failure. And then I took a faith-based approach. I started praying, and I really asked God to help me get a handle on this. And that's,
yes.
And that's what caused me to be able to slowly but surely, get to, I already knew how to eat well. It wasn't like I didn't know how to do that. I started eating well. I started not eating emotionally, and that took time because I fell many times. But over the space of 18 months, I lost over 100 pounds, and I lost a little bit more weight a couple of years later. And so by 2003, I had lost all my weight.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. It really, truly is. So was it very hard for you to do?
Absolutely. There were times, Vincent, I'm not going to lie. I mean, like going on vacation, my husband and I would go on cruises a lot, and cruises can be really challenging when it comes to managing food intake and holidays. But you know what? I learned that I just have to take it one day at a time. I have to find other ways to manage my emotions, manage my feelings, manage how I see things so that I'm not eating over them, and continually do the best I can to take care of my body.
Oh, most definitely. So you feel that emotions play a major part in this as well.
Oh, absolutely. Vincent, we're emotional beings. We're not like animals that, like Pavlov's dog, the bell rings and the dog salivates. Our actions are always driven by emotions. And so when I work with my clients in my private practice, I just don't give them a food plan. I look at them holistically. We look at their physical aspect of their weight loss, what they're eating, the nutritional quality of what they're eating, how they exercise. And then I also look at their well-being, their emotional and mental spirit, their emotional and mental fitness. What are the stressors in their life? What are the things that cause them to get distracted and not be able to be consistent in their goals? And then, of course, it's the last aspect, which is the spiritual aspect. And I tie all that together for them. And for my clients, that's what works.
So, and you mentioned the spiritual aspect of it. So how important is that? How important is faith, belief in yourself, belief in God? How does all that tie in to your program?
Well, as a Christian, I think that our bodies are given to us by God. And so to take care of them, we need to have his intervention. Because think of it like this. If we were able to all lose weight and keep it off and make good food choices, we wouldn't have an obesity epidemic in the United States. And so, you know, a lot of us have willpower, but for a lot more of us, that willpower short circuits. And so for people who come to me, they understand that we're going to take a spiritual approach using scripture, using the word, using prayer, and then using some practical, some other techniques to be able to help them get a handle on that. But every day we incorporate a spiritual aspect, and that's what helps them stay strong, stay focused, and understand why they're doing this in the first place.
Yes. Very good. Now, what if a client is not known to be a Christian? Would you still be able to work with that client?
Yes, and I've worked with people who are Hindu, who are Jewish, who quite frankly, Vincent, they're Christians. They do identify as Christians, but the last time they were in church was when they got baptized. So I really start with that person. I'm not here to prophesize to anybody. I really am helping them look at this from a spiritual perspective, that, you know, you need something greater than yourself. If just relying on yourself is not working for you, then let's look at a spiritual aspect and see if that works.
I see. So you believe that we're more than just a body put on earth.
Absolutely. I strongly believe that.
Yes. And I guess it's what you don't see that really controls what you do see.
Absolutely. I think that a lot of times when people are in a supermarket, for example, making decisions, it's not just, you don't just go in the supermarket and say, oh, you know what, I'm going to go buy some cookies. What's behind that? What is the thought process behind that? Are you having a bad day? Are you tempted by the fact that going to the supermarket triggers you and you want a whole bunch of stuff? Do you see food as a reward? Do you see it as a treat? And that's why you use it. You know, are you angry? And so food can help calm you down. We rarely make choices about food without having something emotional behind it.
Most of the people that will listen to this podcast will agree with you 100%.
And I find that a lot of people, when they first come to me, they're coming because I take most insurance plans. They come to me with just the thought, oh, I'm going to get a meal plan, and then here I talk about all this, and it's like, whoa, you know, and it really does take a minute to process it, but they get it, you know, and that's what I find so incredibly rewarding in what I do.
So these are the same strategies that you use to kind of get a handle on your weight gain.
Every day. I still use these. 13 years later, I use these strategies every day. I have to, because it's too easy for me, because I am an emotional eater. You know, I didn't get up to 284 pounds because I just happen to like Edamame's cakes. You know, I have an emotional eating issue. And so even 13 years later, I still have to be very careful. You know, it's not like I'm, not to eat whatever I want. Not at all. So these are the things that not only do I practice, because I believe strongly in practicing what I preach so I can identify with my clients, but these are the tools that I give to my clients to help them be successful.
When you work with your clients, are you also doing some type of in-home counseling? Or do you work with them via like online as well, where they don't have to come into your office?
Yes. For the clients that are not insurance, they're private pay, we have a lot more options in terms of how we meet, because we're in New York, so most insurance plans won't allow you to see someone virtually and get billed for it. That they have to see me in my office. But for those clients that are private pay, I can do telephone nutrition sessions. I could do a webcam. You know, like I could use an encrypted system so we can talk over the computer and use our webcam to see each other, which I love. I love virtual meetings because my client could be home in, you know, his or her buddy slippers and still have a really high quality nutrition session.
Very good. Now, I know your private practice is called Elizabeth Madison Nutrition. Now, is this company separate from the Weight Loss Transformation Company?
It is one and the same.
Okay, great. Now, where are you located, Elizabeth?
I'm located in Queens, in Springfield Gardens. I have two offices. One office is where I do most of my private practice and all of my private pay clients. And then 2 days a week, I work with a cardiologist because he asked me to come in and see his clients a couple of days a week.
Hmm. Wow. And this is all in Queens?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're literally, both offices are about 10 minutes from each other.
Wow. And you said you take insurance. What insurances do you take?
Man, I take most of them. I take Medicare, Aetna, Emblem Health, GHI, HIP, some of the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as the Obamacare programs, like Health First. I take $11.99. So I take quite a few. And the reason why is because I didn't take them for a long time. But the reason why I came into this field, because I'm not sure if I mentioned this in my second career, I came into this field to help other people. And the people that I was realizing that the people who I really wanted to help had to use their insurance to pay for services. So like January of last year, 2014, I started taking insurance.
Okay, just recently then.
Yes, January of 2016 will make 2 years.
Oh, I see. But how much is it if a private client came to you? What's the price range of your program?
And, you know, Vincent, it all depends on what they need. So, for example, I have my I'll take it from the top. I have my VIP program, and now those are for people who have a lot of weight to lose, but they're emotional eaters. That group of people need a lot of support, and they're with me for about a year. And it's a very intensive program because we meet every single week. We look at their food, we look at their exercise, we look at how they're developing their emotional eating management skills. And, we text and email each other between sessions. It is the ultimate coaching support for weight loss and permanent weight loss management. But then on the other end, and that's not insurance, but on top of that, on the other end, I might have someone who has diabetes, and that I might initially take their insurance, but then the insurance runs out. So I try to work with them in terms of how they can continue to pay out of pocket and not break the bank. So it really depends on what the person needs. And from there, I try to put together a customized package that will meet their needs.
So I guess your packages, you don't turn anyone away. You'll find out what works for them and how you can best help them.
Well, I try not to. I have to be able to charge a reasonable fee for my services. But I understand that, insurance only covers but so much. But in terms of what the person needs, that's how we will price it.
Okay, great. How do you promote your services, Elizabeth?
Oh, okay. It's funny that you asked that. I was speaking to my business coach the other day, and we realized that 50% of my business is by word of mouth. Yeah. And the other 50% is through the 20% is through the insurance companies because I'm on their provider list. And I advertise also in the Love Express newspaper, which I love that newspaper. It's a Christian newspaper.
That's where I found you, on Love Express at my church.
And I write a nutrition article for them every month, and I also advertise in the newspaper. And I get quite a few referrals from that newspaper.
Wow. Okay. That's good. That's very good. But what's next on Elizabeth Madison's bucket list?
Wow. Okay. Well, it's interesting that you asked that because now that I, my insurance, I do all that. One of my greatest desires is to be able to reach out and educate people and bring the message out to as many people about how to manage emotional eating and your weight. And so I started doing these webinars that I did one Wednesday night, and I'm doing one next Thursday, and they're on a wide variety of topics. So the one that I did last on Wednesday night and next Thursday is about the topic called winterizing your diet. And it's all about how do you transition from summer eating and exercising to winter eating and exercising? Because it's been my experience that, especially in my neighborhood, if it's warm outside, I see all my neighbors, they're walking, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But the minute it hits 50 degrees, it is a ghost town. And I see clients, their progress just stops. And so I did this class, and it's a webinar based, so everybody could be home in their fuzzy bunny slippers and participating on the webinar, which is extremely engaging. I have webcams open, everybody having a dialogue. And it is about how you transition from summer to winter and stay on top of your goals so that you can have a successful winter into next spring. I'm also doing another one called Don't Gain Weight During the Holidays. And it's all about, you know, how do you manage the holidays, not just physically, but also emotionally and spiritually, because the holidays can be rough for some folks. And then,
yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in December, I'm doing 5 tips to manage emotional eating. So I offer 2 webinars a month that are very reasonably priced, only $15 per session. And you pay, then you log on, and we have a great session. And then in January, I'm starting again my 12-week emotional eating management online course. And it's a very small group, only like 12 to 15 participants, and we go through a 12-week program on how to manage emotional eating so you can lose weight once and for all.
Wow. Well, you're doing a lot, and I love how you're setting up the webinars. You know, that's amazing.
Well, I like to fully utilize technology because, you know, I'm in Queens, and, you know, what if someone, I've had clients as far out as Hawaii, and that was only possible because of technology. I can see anybody anywhere around the world with the use of technology, and that allowed me to extend my reach to be able to help as many people as possible.
Oh, most definitely. Now, can you give our listeners, my listeners, some action steps that they can take to implement today to improve their health?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that's important, there are a couple of things that I work with my clients is, first of all, in order to have any success with weight loss and permanent weight management, you have to, first of all, no matter what you do, you have to have a food plan. You know, when I work with new clients, I always ask them, well, what do you eat every day? You know, and a lot of times people wing it. They're like, well, I really don't know what I'm having for breakfast until I'm like in front of Dunkin' Donuts, you know, and or, you know, I don't know what I'm having for lunch until it's 12 o'clock. And spontaneous eating is a setup for overeating, because when you do not want to make decisions about what you're going to eat when you are starving or it's the middle of the day and you're stressed out, you're just not going to make the best decisions. And so one of the things I would always recommend for everybody is to, at the end of the day or at the beginning of a new day, plan what you are going to eat. Why? Because then you are more likely to stick to that and not make compulsive food purchases or decisions that are more based on how you're feeling in the moment than what's best for you.
Hmm.
Another reason why that's so beneficial, which is my second tip, is that a lot of times people don't even know if they're physically hungry or they're emotionally hungry. I call it, do you have stomach hunger or do you have head hunger? Because sometimes you can be so stressed out that you start thinking that you're hungry. You start thinking, oh my goodness, I really got to have some potato chips or some nuts or some cookies. And it's like, wait a minute, are you hungry? Oh yeah, I'm definitely hungry. Well, what time is it? It's 4 o'clock. What time do you eat lunch? Oh, 3 o'clock. Well, you're probably not hungry. It's only been like 45 minutes, you know. So usually there's something else going on. So I work with people to be able to differentiate, and you have to be able to differentiate between, are you physically hungry or are you emotionally hungry? Are you mentally hungry? And but the only way you can really know is if you are following a food plan.
Wow, very good. Very true. Because I know today in this high-stress society, we're always eating on the go. Fast food restaurants are doing extremely well because we don't take time to prepare our food. We're always running here and there.
Right. And the thing about it is, Vincent, you know, everybody has a very crazy lifestyle, you know, and I try to customize my approaches to the lifestyle, because if you don't do that, like, for example, clients will say to me, you know, the new ones, they'll say, oh, Elizabeth, just tell me what to eat. I'm like, you do not want me to tell you what to eat, because I'm going to tell you what I like to eat, not what you like to eat. So, and then my lifestyle is very different from yours. So even if you do have to eat out a lot because your lifestyle is just that way, or because you're a mom and you have 3 kids and you have a job and a part-time job, and you have elder care issues, and coming home every night and cooking is just not realistic, there are still ways to be able to feed yourself and your family in a healthy way. And that's important so that people aren't compulsively buying, but they're planning meals within their lifestyle so they can be successful.
That's very good. So you don't try to tell your clients what to eat. You work within what the food choices they like, they love?
For the most part, so I do that in, I'm glad you asked that. But for the most part, and I do it in two parts. When people come to me, they're like, oh, Linda, I hate oatmeal. Do I have to eat oatmeal? I'm like, why would you want to eat something that you hate? You know, if you don't even like the way it tastes, because yeah, you might do it for a couple of weeks, but after like a month, you're going to the thought of oatmeal is going to make you gag. Let's focus on what you do like to eat and then look at portion control, different ways to make it. So for example, one of my clients is like, oh, I love BLTs. Okay, well, you know, can you, so first of all, let's rehab your BLT. You know, so let's, instead of putting it on regular white bread, let's put it on a sandwich thin that has 5 grams of fiber. Let's put some extra lettuce and tomatoes and maybe some sauteed onions on it. Let's cut back on the mayo. Let's do some light mayo. You know, do you really need 16 slices of bacon on it? You know, can you get away with, you know, two, or go for the turkey bacon and get three? You know, and they feel satisfied because, first of all, you didn't say no. You said, let's rehab it, you know. I have clients. So, and then as we look at what they like and we either rehab it or modify the portions, as time goes by, every time I see them, I'll recommend a new food.
Really?
I'm like, yeah. So I'll say, okay, I want you to try this. I want you to try, for example, I want you to try this quinoa. I want you to try this new bread. I want you to try this healthy protein bar. I want you to try these cheese snacks from Trader Joe's. And I have a lot of that stuff in my office, literally. I'm not being funny. And sometimes they're like, oh, my God, I don't think I'm going to like hummus. Well, why don't you like hummus? I don't know what it tastes like. Are you kidding me? So I will go into the little refrigerator, take out a scoop of hummus, take out some Achmat crackers, and have them try it right then and there. And then they're like, oh, well, that tastes really good. And then they'll go out and buy it.
Oh, okay. That's really good. That's really good. Now, how can my listeners find out more about you, Elizabeth?
Oh, they can go to my website, which is www.weightlosstransformation.com. Weight, WEIGHTLOSS, transformation.com. And on my website, it has all my information. It has my story. In addition, it has the services that I provide and some packages. And it has a truckload of nutrition tips and recipes, and soon coming in 2 weeks, my first blog.
Oh, your first blog.
Yes, and the blog is called Weight Loss Transformation, and it's all about getting a handle on your health and your wellness from a physical, emotional, and spiritual perspective.
Nice, nice, holistically. Now, what about social media? Can we follow you or find you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Right now, I'm on Facebook, and it's what is my Facebook page? It's Facebook Elizabeth Madison /RD.
Okay, Elizabeth Madison /RD.
/RD.
RD, the registered dietitian.
Yeah, so it's www.facebook.com/ElizabethMadisonRD.
Okay, good, because I want to make sure I tag you when I start posting the interview.
Oh, please
okay.
Do. Thank you.
Most definitely. Is there anything else you'd like to share with my listeners?
Well, I want to thank you so much for inviting me to on your show, to be able to help your listeners to move forward on their wellness journey. I think what you're doing is amazing and awesome, and any way that I can help you move your agenda forward, because we're definitely on the same page. I wish all your listeners an amazing and healthy and blessed holiday season. It's always challenging this time of the year, but, you know, if you first approach it from a spiritual perspective and then do regular check-ins to make sure we're okay and not overly stressed, because that's what the holidays would do, and then just to have a reasonable food plan, you're going to do well this holiday season. And if there's anything on my website that can help them, by all means, they can pull down as many resources as they like.
That's great. That's great. So Elizabeth Madison, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you so much, Vincent. Thank you again for having me.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks to Fitness blog at www.6weekstofitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.